Welcome to the Voice of Florida Architecture. I'm your host, Rhonda Hammond, AIA. Our guest today is AIA Florida's 2025 president, Elizabeth Camargo, AIA. It's amazing how fast 2025 has flown by. There's a definite buzz going around here on the eve of our annual convention. And Elizabeth is here to share what all the excitement is about. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Rhonda. Welcome, everybody. And I don't think I have to say anymore how excited I am to be the president of AIA this year and be the host of the convention. So we will see throughout this podcast the amazing program we have put together for everybody attending.
Our convention is scheduled from July 30th through August 2nd and is located in beautiful downtown Tampa, Florida. Tampa has been undergoing significant transformation in recent years with a strong focus on economic and cultural growth, affordable housing, and urban development and revitalization, all in efforts to improve the overall livability of the city. Now, this is a different venue than we typically host at our convention. Elizabeth, what can we expect from being in Tampa?
Well, as you may already know, Tampa has gone through an incredible transformation during this past decade and became a very vibrant, lively, great city. So we have everything at our fingertips, just outside of our hotel, walking distance. So that in itself, I think it's a great attraction to having a convention in a setting like that. And on top of that, we have all the programs and all the tours that will explore everything that's exciting about Tampa.
Let's talk about your theme for this year. Share with us how you developed your theme and what you wanted to communicate.
Well, so one of the greatest perks of being the AIA Florida president to me has been the chance to meet architects from all corners of our state who face different realities and challenges. And in a way, I mean, for me, being in Miami, Dade County, which is one of the most populated counties in the state, I'm sure that my reality is very different from many other Floridians. The theme for the convention was inspired by my exchanges with several of our members. So on one hand, I felt that there was, in a way, a general sense of anxiety, maybe that's maybe a little bit too strong of a word, but uncertainty of our members, given the fact that our profession is changing so rapidly with the influx of artificial intelligence and different sea level rise and resilience and sustainability. There is all this buzzword that's creating a lot of uncertainty in our members, and how to grasp all that and still have a profession that's profitable and relevant. So given that, I thought that if we explore the changes or we learn more about the changes, it will create a sense of calmness. I mean, once you know whatever is in front of you, it's not so threatening anymore. So the idea of the shifting paradigms and exploring community, technology, and climate was in my interpretation of grasping and understanding the challenges and changes ahead of us through knowledge. And then we can incorporate that within our practice as we go ahead. I realized that for the last several years that we've been trying to increase the resilience of our state, since we have been having very extreme hurricane seasons, and sometimes changes have been happening very slowly, there is like a feeling of maybe a disappointment that things never get done. And then I realized that that's not exactly the case. Sometimes we tend to see the glass half empty and we could see it half full. And we have several success stories in our state of construction, architectural design that are actually proactive and bringing more resilience to our communities. So I thought it was time to celebrate them all. And that's what our poster for Legislative Day came about. And I think convention is, there is that theme intertwined with everything else.
In reviewing the brochure, you have some phenomenal keynote speakers. Tell us who you have lined up and how these guest speakers support your theme.
So our kickoff speaker is Dr. Simone Ahuja. the founder of Blood Orange, a global innovation firm. Simone brings a unique perspective on innovation and how scarcity can stimulate creativity. She will also discuss how change in firms could occur as an inside job, as long as firms provide the right environment for internal entrepreneurs to flourish. As keynote speakers, we will have Dr. Upali Nanda, EVP and Director for Innovation at HKS. She will be sharing her research on how architecture shapes human experiences by affecting people's emotions, behavior, and health. We will also have Professor Neil Leach from Florida International University. He will be exploring how technology can reshape creativity while challenging traditional architectural thinking. But we still have Elaine Molinar, managing partner at Snoeta. She will discuss leadership, strategic planning, and business development within her firm. And finally, last but not least, Bob Buckhorn, former Tampa mayor. He'll talk about the recent transformation of Tampa into a very vibrant city through leadership and vision.
That's great. That's a wide variety of speakers and topics. Being a part of recent convention committees, I know that we strive to provide sessions for recent graduates and architects in different stages of their careers. Tell us about the other sessions and workshops that are available.
So we have planned a whole lot for everybody. And I believe most sessions could be of interest to all participants. So specifically tailored for our associates, we have an architectural registration exam review and the emerging professionals social hour, which is usually very welcome by our emerging professionals. For our young architects, we plan a few sessions, fresh perspectives on community, climate, and technology, which promises to be a dynamic discussion about the forces shaping the next decade of practice. We also have emerging firm leaders' guide to determine billable rates, which offers an essential insights for anyone navigating the business side of architecture. And the third one is the nuts and bolts of succession planning, bringing practical advice for building a sustainable career and firm. And for our members interested in applying for honor awards and or pursuing fellowship, we have a drop-in application review session, as well as availability to schedule one-to-one appointments with Florida members of the College of Fellows. And for the architects of the future, we can't forget them. We have AIM, Architects in the Making, BAM, Black Architects in the Making, CAP, Kids Architecture Program, and ACE, a mentorship program on architecture, engineering, and construction. They have joined forces together and are offering two sessions a day in our kids' workshops. So as you can see, there is plenty of activities for everyone to learn, be motivated, and have a great time.
That's exciting. So you can bring the whole family.
Absolutely. We want everybody to be there.
There are also some exciting tours scheduled, something for everyone. What tours are there available for our members to take advantage of?
So this year we have 10 unique tours. Fortunately or unfortunately, many are already sold out. So start by the tours that still have availability. So if you're listening to me now, rush and put your name under one of those four tours that are still available. So we have the Tampa Urban River Boat. So we have expanded this tour due to the overwhelming interest by chartering a larger water taxi with more room to accommodate even more guests. The tour aboard the Pirate Taxi will explore Tampa's riverfront and the historic and development of downtown Tampa. We also have a tour of the Tampa General Hospital. This tour will uncover the hospital's cutting-edge resilience features designed to protect critical infrastructure of the hospital and ensure its operational continuity during extreme weather events. As you may remember, the Tampa General Hospital became highlighted nationwide during the last hurricane season, and it became a role model to many institutions throughout the country.
I was going to ask you if that was the hospital that had that national coverage.
Yes, that's the one that has the barricades that stop the water from coming
Yes.
to the hospital, right?
Nice.
And we also have two more available tours that will offer an in-depth look at very special buildings: the Judy Genschaft USF Honors College and the University of Tampa Sykes Chapel and Plant Hall and Museum. And I will take just a quick moment to mention some of the sold-out tours as they show what an exciting convention we are planning for everybody. We have tours to the Amelia Arena behind the scenes, the historic Ybor City and cigar making, the brand new USF Health Morsani College of Medicine, the historic Tampa Theater, the Dalí Museum, and the Florida Aquarium. So
Wow.
there is everything that you can imagine, plus, plus.
That's one of the amenities of having it in this urban area is that you've got so much to offer. Those are great sounding tours. We also have, from what I understand, many opportunities to gather and socialize. Share with us about these opportunities.
Well, attendees will have plenty of opportunities to gather and socialize in the breakfast and break areas, in the many lounging corners that we have provided throughout our space, and also during trade show, which also is a great opportunity to chat not only with your colleague architects, but also to vendors and learn from each other. But we also have several other events where people can connect, such as the President's Welcome Reception, the Merging Professional Social Hour, NOMA and Alumni Receptions, and the Dessert Reception after the Design Awards, sponsored by FCPA.
So I'd like to put another shout out to our trade show vendors who help keep our convention costs in line and affordable.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, how about opportunities to just plain have fun?
Okay, so if you have not been having fun yet with everything I said before, we still have more. We'll have again the Eurowall Golf Tournament, drink and draw and salsa dancing. Bring your dancing shoes, don't forget. Sumiere and Sake Social Hour, and the opportunity to explore downtown Tampa's revitalized waterfront, which is right outside our hotel. As I just mentioned, Tampa has gone through an incredible transformation this past decade, and just by walking along Water Street, one can feel the renewed energy and all the excitement about the city.
So the highlight of our convention has always been the Design Awards. You and I just conducted the podcast interview with our distinguished jurors from Athens, Greece. That episode will be posted just prior to the convention. I'm looking forward to the Design Awards, Elizabeth. This year, we had over 300 submissions in 12 categories. What would you like to share about this jury, and what can members expect from the Design Awards ceremony?
So I would like to start by saying that we had, and I really talked from the bottom of my heart, an incredible jury. They were very committed and dedicated to the overwhelming task we gave them, which was to review and categorize over 300 projects. Stratis Papadopoulos, the jury chair, assembled a diverse group of four jurors who brought very different personal experience to the discussion, including academic, practice, and historical preservation, besides having their personal life experiences in the US. So I think it was a good mixture of the Greek culture and ways of practice and the feedback from their experiences here in the US. So I'll try to mention their names, but I'm not sure how well I can do that. We had, besides Stratis, the chair, we had Nicholas Anastasopoulos, PhD, Leonidas Kostosompis, PhD, Sophia Paraskevopoulou, and Chrysostomos Theodoropoulos. And thank God they are not here to hear me butcher their names.
We encourage everyone to be watching and listening for that episode. We also have a distinguished list of honor award winners. Can you share, or would you like to do some name dropping with us, Elizabeth?
Yes, I was very excited to see the list this year. And I'm sure through social media, a lot of people know already who I'll be naming now, but still, I would like to have the honor to mention them in this podcast. So we will call for 7 honor awards this year at the during the Design and Honor Awards presentation reception on Saturday, August 2nd. So the gold medal goes to Nathan Butler, FAIA, the James H. Anstis FAIA Life Achievement Award goes to Mickey Jacob, FAIA. The Medal of Honor for Design goes to Elizabeth Plater-Zyberg, FAIA, and Andreas Duane, FAIA. The Silver Medal Hillard T. Smith Community Service Award goes to Stephen Ruby, AIA. The Firm of the Year was Strank. The Anthony Tony Pullara Individual AIA Service Award goes to Amanda Barton, AIA, and the Anthony Pullara Chapter Award goes to AIA Orlando. Congratulations to all of the winners this year.
Absolutely. What a distinguished list. So our members can network, be inspired, socialize, and explore Tampa all while earning their CEUs. How many CEUs might they earn at convention, Elizabeth?
So there are more than 30 continuing education sessions offered, including the 2-hour advanced Florida Building Code course. So if you attend all the sessions available, you will have more than enough CEUs for your license this coming cycle.
So, Elizabeth, I know that you and your convention committee have been working hard and started right after a convention last year. Would you like to share about your co committee?
Oh, of course. And when they say it takes a village, it's not a joke. It really takes a village. And I'm so grateful for my convention committee, chaired by my incredible friend, Peter Hauerstein, who was able to manage all the committee members and come up with all the list of pro of sessions that we have talked about, as well as the incredible tours everybody was experiencing in Tampa.
It sounds like an incredible experience coming up, Elizabeth. I know you're looking forward to it. Is there anything else you'd like to share about the upcoming convention?
The only thing I'd like to say is that if you haven't registered yet, what are you waiting for? We have an incredible convention coming up. I mean, everybody's very excited. And from everything that I listed, I think you can get a feel for what's waiting for you in Tampa. So if you have not registered, please waste no time. We'll be very happy to see you there.
Excellent. So, congratulations on the success of your presidential year so far, Elizabeth. You're such an inspiration. I wish you all the best, and I hope you enjoy your convention.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to share everything that's coming up in the convention and to share my excitement about being the president, your president for 2025, and looking forward to more wonderful things to come. And I would like to add that I'm so excited and happy to be here to be celebrating with my friend Rhonda Hammond 1 year of The Voice of Florida Architecture, this incredible podcast that was the labor of Rhonda with the help of Dante Stark. And if it weren't for their perseverance, hard work, and vision, we wouldn't be connecting to our members throughout this past year.
Thank you. And I can't believe it's been a year already as well. And there's been some really great interviews, and the partnership with the foundation, I think, is going to be a great session. However, we cannot talk about the podcast without talking about our producers, Miss Becky Magdaleno and Chrissy. So thank you both too. This is Rhonda Hammond, AIA, your host. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Voice of Florida Architecture, the podcast of AIA Florida.